anything else that you want to comment on, both in head and neck or thyroid, that we haven't talked about? Personal research interests of yours or clinical topics that we haven't covered that you think are important?
Well, we've kind of covered, you know, a lot of things here today. One thing that we have done research on in our own program has been chemo selection for our locally advanced laryngeal cancer patients. So we've been pretty successful, and we've just published our compiled data recently in JAMA Otolaryngology showing the benefits of giving one cycle of chemotherapy up front to patients with locally advanced laryngeal squamous cell carcinoma and looking for response. So sending them back to the surgeon after their chemotherapy has been given, letting them look on the direct laryngoscopy to see if their tumor has responded, which means it has to have shrunk or decreased in dimension by 50% or more. And if it has, treating those patients with upfront chemoradiation versus, you know, surgery. And if it hasn't shrunk or it's grown, then we take those people to laryngectomy right away. And what we've shown is that a big number of these patients can survive, you know, with this strategy. So about 80% of our patients are still alive with treatment this way. So we are excited to report this data to say that we think this is a method of treatment, because some believe that people should be getting laryngectomy up front and some people, you know, want organ preservation for obvious reasons. But our method has been to try to select the best patients for organ preservation and take those patients who we think we need surgery up front to have surgery. And we do know from published data that we did a long time or published a long time ago that patients can actually have improvements in their quality of life because of swallowing, and they have less issues with pain and stoma formation. They can, after having surgery, you know, after chemotherapy and radiation, it's much more difficult to do the surgery than it is to do it up front. So we believe this methodology is something that could offer patients a lot of good benefit.
Have you looked in the tumor, you know, biomarkers after chemotherapy to see if there's any prediction or correlation?
Right now, and yeah, we have looked, and unfortunately, we haven't really discovered any particular biomarker, and that would be the ideal thing. But, you know, kind of like with the pembrolizumab and nivolumab in the PD-L1 and HPV, like HPV, for example, we know it's prognostic and not predictive. So unfortunately, in larynx cancer, we haven't been able to find a particular biomarker that we can isolate to kind of direct therapy. So I think the holy grail continues.
So it's kind of weird, because when you were talking about your study, which really is interesting, for some reason I flashed on what's being done with neoadjuvant hormonal therapy of breast cancer. And there they've looked at Ki-67. And if the Ki-67 drops, they think there's a, you know, favorable outcome.
Right.
And I don't know whether, you know, maybe there might be a correlation in your kind of approach. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, we've looked. We looked at various biomarkers and nothing stood out to actually tell us that this is what to look for and this is how we should, you know, predict response. So unfortunately, no, we don't have that yet.